Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Glenn Davis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark McLemore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Harold Reynolds. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Rick Sutcliffe. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Anderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis juggles the ball. That's an error on Davis. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Thomas takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Burks hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carcoviche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Burks picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Burks. Baines moves to third. Hewlett moves to second. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McLemore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Baines scores. Hewlett scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McLemore moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McLemore moves to third. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McLemore scores. Hoyles moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Devereaux strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bo Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Hoyles and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. Cora takes first base on ball 4. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cora scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to second. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Burks is 0-for-1 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Bell moves to third. Ventura moves to second. It's Orioles, 3, White Sox, 3. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLemore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore bunts towards the mound. McDowell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Devereaux throws the ball into Davis, who tags Johnson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cora moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas is walked intentionally. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cora scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 5-3, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 6-3, White Sox. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to third. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. Hoyles drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-2 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sutcliffe fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cora hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Anderson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cora scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, White Sox. Mark Williamson now pitching. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. McLemore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of McLemore. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Mike Huff pinch runs for Bo Jackson. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Huff now playing left field. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. 1 out. Joey Cora batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cora is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cora hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cora moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cora scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Devereaux hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Huff. Devereaux reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Burks. Baines reaches second base with a double. Devereaux scores. It's 9-4, White Sox. Glenn Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Scott Radinsky now pitching. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McLemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Burks is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Huff hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burks moves to second. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Burks moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-4 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reynolds scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hoyles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball into right field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Reynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-4 in the game. Anderson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.